The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Time to play the five-second rule. Pretty straightforward. We'll give you a category, and you name that number of things from that category in 5 seconds before the buzzer sounds. Alternately named Beat the Buzzer back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of trying it, Hot Wings, who has the buzzer and the timer?
Oh! Got it right there for you, buddy.
Okay, you're all set with that one?
Yes,
Hot Wings,
sir.
Name three sexy tattoos.
Oh, definitely a naked lady, a naked fox, and a parrot with a girl head.
A naked fox.
Wow, let's not overlook parrot with a girl head.
Yeah.
That's some weird weird fetish stuff going on right
that
there.
That is a night show game.
Yeah.
Time to play parrot with a girl head.
Like sexy tattoos. Oh, man, I don't know.
Kelly, name three things that are not round.
A square, a triangle, and an octagon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh!
That felt good.
You nailed it.
I know my shape.
Felt good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve, name three surprise uses for fingers.
Yeah, you're thinking
it. Blasting.
Oh!
You couldn't even give him a chance.
Yeah, I actually started wiggling my fingers.
Yeah, I know. That's why I knew you were thinking it.
Like right towards Kelly.
We all know what it is.
Like a divining rod.
Well, I found water.
All right, let's see if some listeners can do it. 1-800-947-3979. If you're successful, a lucky idiot account just for you. Scott in Wisconsin. Hi, Scott. Are you ready?
I'm ready. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Thanks.
Scott, your number is three. Your category is scents that turn you on. Begin.
Cats, dogs.
Oh!
I think you thought you said pets, not scents. Scents, like a smell.
Are you turned on by the smell of a wet dog?
Maybe.
I heard you are, though.
You're gross, man.
Yeah, it's
true.
You
don't get to turn that back on me. Try. Thank you, Scott.
I know you are, but when am I?
Yeah, rubber and glue.
Kyle in Nashville.
Kyle!
How you doing?
Good, Kyle. How are you?
Doing great.
All right. Kyle, your number is three. Name three phallic-shaped things. Begin.
Phallic?
Yeah.
Square... Oh!
I don't even know what that word means.
I guess you don't know phallic. What phallic is, yeah.
Boy, you're going to be surprised when you find out phallic means things that look like a wiener. Is your wiener square?
Square.
Square peg, round hole, Kyle. It's not good, my man.
Square.
Yeah, you guys are doing great.
That didn't go perfectly. Steve, name three celebrity troublemakers.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney, John Hamm, and Ronald Reagan.
Oh! Yeah, three of the biggest troublemakers I've ever seen.
I mean, I guess it depends on your definition of making trouble.
Sid, Johnny Pork, and Ron R. Yeah, baby.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's have a big debate about a jeans ad, can we?
Yes.
Can we? Let's do it.
Hopkins, name three things you can bet on. Go.
Oh, horses, baseball, and football.
Oh! Can't stop you on the surprise. Matt in Minnesota. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Are you the last person in Minnesota that wasn't traded by the Twins? Pretty bad. They traded everybody. Matt, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Name three weapons that are new.
Oh, God. Weapons that are new. I can't even think of one.
We would have accepted cannons.
Those
guns.
Are pretty new.
I mean, on the, you know, geologic time.
Oh, geologically, yeah, those
are
pretty
new. So,
yeah,
thank you, Matt.
Guess if you look at it that way.
I mean, the, you know, man's living history, if you put all of time into 1 year, we're basically alive from New Year's Eve till the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, you should have thought about that a little sooner, probably.
We would have been taking boxing glove on a spring.
Adam in Kentucky. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Hey.
Adam, name three things that are better when you're drunk.
Food, pizza, and
did you say food and pizza?
Yeah.
Old strategy. Thank you, Adam. He's right, though, right? Food is next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a reason late night places go crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, sober Taco Bell? Instant regret. Drunk Taco Bell? This is the best thing ever.
We need to do this every night.
Yeah.
Maitland.
Yes.
Do you want this one, or should we give it to Brandon on line one?
I'll take it.
Name three reasons to pull your pants down.
Ooh, to poop, to moon somebody, and to pee.
Those are the only three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are no other reasons.
No.
I like it.
None.
Let's see. This is Brandon in Wisconsin. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Ready?
Let's do this.
Name three things you don't want to find on your body.
Oh, ticks, worms, snakes.
I'll accept that.
All true. I don't want to find any of those on my body.
Well done. He gets a lucky idiot account. That's our first winner.
Yeah, right? First one.
Bob in AC. Hi, Bob.
How's it going?
Good, Bob. Bob, name three reasons to ask for a divorce or separation.
Cheating, financial infidelity, or you killed somebody.
Okay, that was a little after the buzzer.
No, he got it. He made
it. To you. Bob, you're in.
Got it.
Or you kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. John, I've chosen this one just for you.
All right.
You ready?
All right. I'm ready.
John, name three necessities during menstruation.
Oh, tampons, rags, and a toilet.
Oh! Do you mean like old rags from my dad's shed?
Yeah, oily rags.
Or are you talking like, oh, she's on the rag?
Cleaner used.
Yeah. Whatever.
Cleaner used. It'll work.
You did it.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Whoa.
Name three wet things.
Three wet things, water, ice, and pools.
Oh! Water is not wet. It makes things wet.
Oh, I hate this debate. Yeah. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Water is literally wet.
Sure. Show me some dry water then. Because if it's wet, it can be dried.
Did you just choke on your own tongue?
Kind of feels like it.
Yeah.
Not all dry is wet. Not wet is dry.
No, they're opposites.
Yeah, so water already wet.
But what is it when water it's already dry? Wet.
Well, when it dries, it goes up.
So you show me some dry water.
Wouldn't that just be moisture, but in a smaller droplet?
Oh, I see where
yes, he made those up.
He's talking about clouds.
She didn't say you were right. She said she just understood what you're trying to do.
No, clouds are dry water.
Yeah, it's dry water.
Oh, you're on board.
I am.
Clouds are dry water.
Oh, period.
No, that was the last one, Tommy.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy. Name four reasons to apologize.
You broke up with someone, you cheated on them, you broke their favorite stool, or you crashed their car.
Oh! favorite stool. Why'd you pull out the big guns?
I don't know. It just kind of came to me.
I hate that I've been broken up with four times because I broke a stool.
You broke my favorite stool.
That's
my,
not just any stool. That's my favorite stool.
And then you, just long enough to develop a new favorite, and then boom, broken up.
You may take a stool.
Alex in Grand Rapids. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, are you ready?
Yeah.
Name three dead actors you think would have been really good at sex.
Oh my God. Why can't I think of a dead guy? Why did I say a guy?
I love listening to your internal debate become external.
Yeah, that happens often.
Why did I say a guy? Yeah, I mean, we were looking for Marilyn Monroe, but also Joe DiMaggio.
Right. Mm-hmm. Who acted in that Chock Full of Nuts commercial?
Yeah.
Kelly, name three things it's best not to rush into.
Vagina, child care and birthing, one, and puppies, buying a puppy, adopting a puppy.
So number two was child care and birthing, one.
Yeah.
I think
so
that could be two.
Rush into, I thought it was.
Yeah. Child care, you don't want to rush into that. Yeah. And then birthing, one.
You want to
yeah.
watch my kids? I don't know. I have to make a blue ribbon committee.
Yeah, let me hang out with him for a couple hours first, make sure he's cool.
Tommy.
You get a lucky idiot.
Yes.
Tommy, name three reasons to get dirty.
If you want to have fun, you want to be a pig, or you're just being too clean.
Oh! And your logic is so weird. I enjoy visiting it, though.
Yeah. It's a scary place in here.
Yeah, you tired of being too clean? Time to get dirty. Is
too
that
clean.
A product? No, it's just a thought.
Too clean.
Steve. Name three surprising uses for toothpaste.
To polish your shoes, to clean glass, and to...
Oh! It does work for glass, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I know you can use it before. To fix CDs and DVDs.
Yeah,
you can clean headlights when they get cloudy over time.
Nick in Tennessee, I think you're the last one. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Name three times you definitely shouldn't be laughing.
Well, having sex in church and at a funeral.
Good job.
Oh, excellent.
Pretty good. You never laugh in church?
Yeah, I try not to.
Sometimes they have funny things. Like, it's church funny. Like, the pastor gets a laugh, but no one else is getting a laugh on that lame-ass joke.
People go.
He's funny. Oh. All right. Well done, Nick. Hold on, please. I think funerals can be a laugh. It has to be the right one.
It has to be the right time,
you can't be
too.
The only one laughing.
That'd be weird. Definitely got to be the right time. In place. Like, you could do it at a funeral home, but not right next to the body.
What's so the...
Let's do that as a Tommy stunt. Tommy, I want you to find a random funeral when they have a showing, and then when you go up to the body, just start laughing.
Yeah, like that.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, it depends on what the situation is.
Well, the person is dead.
It's a dead person.
Well, right,
and you're there laughing.
Yeah, it depends on the dead person.
Okay, what do you need? Kid or old person?
Yeah, not a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was...
I like how you're okay with it if they're old.
But yeah,
not,
well, you know...
We're not doing that.
Well, it's less sad if they're old.
Yeah, they probably lived decidedly. A decent life.
What if they were killed by a kid that was just born?
Oh, man. A kid trying to steal a soul.
Yeah, it's a good, nice sense of irony. I'm laughing at that.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.